The idea is simple. 4 times a year, 100 local philanthropists meet to decide which charity should receive $100 from each of them. This is how one of the newest charitable groups, 100 Men Who Care Halton Hills, works. The local chapter was launched in April by resident Daryl Ford in the hopes of creating low barriers to benefit area charities. 100 Men Who Care Halton Hills logo. It's meant to make this simple for people to get engaged and to allow them an avenue for their $100 to make a huge impact, Ford said. It's a way for folks who may not have time to commit to a group that meets every month or twice a month. The group had its inaugural meeting last night, May 31, at Furnace Room Brewery in Georgetown, where Food for Kids Halton was selected as the first charity it's supporting. Donations will only be made to registered charities or nonprofits from Halton Hills that have existed for at least a year. They may make an exception for region-wide charities, but they need to have projects in Halton Hills. The idea was brought to life by an American woman named Karen Dunnigan. After she formed the 100 Women Who Care of Jackson, Michigan, the 100 Who Care Alliance has ballooned with several chapters popping up all over the continent. Halton Hills has a 100 Women Who Care chapter. The men's group has consulted with them about how to get started. Both groups plan on doing their own thing, but we're always open to possibly collaborate in the future should that need come up, Ford said. The name may suggest that there's a cap on membership, but Ford says that's not the case. He's willing to go above the number if the interest is there. For more information on the group, visit the 100 Men Who Care Halton Hills website.